With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. In a major campaign speech to the Economic Club of New York, former President Donald Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, touted his economic accomplishments while in office, saying he always considered what was best for the country.
In every decision, I asked, will I create jobs here or will I be sending jobs overseas? Will it make America richer and stronger or will it make our country weaker and poorer? I always put America first, every single time.
The speech is the latest evidence that he and Democrat Kamala Harris want to take the corporate tax rate in opposite directions while arguing that each is better than the other for American business. Two lawmakers say that Ukraine's parliament has approved the appointment of Andrei Sybiha as the country's new foreign minister. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The appointment comes as President Vladimir Zelensky sought to breathe fresh life into his administration, with the war against Russia poised for what could be a pivotal phase. He replaced Dmytro Kuleba, who became one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, as he petitioned and pleaded with Western countries to support Ukraine's war effort. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hunter Biden's lawyer says his client wants to change his not guilty plea in his federal tax case just as jury selection was set to begin. Defense attorney Abby Lowell told the judge about Hunter Biden's plans to change his plea Thursday. President Biden's son is facing misdemeanor and felony charges in the case, alleging he failed to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes over 4 years during a period when he is acknowledged struggling with a drug addiction. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 219 points. This is SRN News. Sylvester Stallone is an abortion survivor.
The 78-year-old tough guy actor reveals in a new interview that his troubled mother tried to abort him on more than one occasion. Stallone was interviewed by his daughters in connection with a new documentary about his life, during which he describes how his mother later told him of her attempts to end her pregnancy. This story doesn't appear in Sly, the documentary. However, Stallone says he wasn't sure how the audience might react. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit that could keep voters from deciding whether to expand abortion in the state. The court has agreed to expedite a challenge filed by the conservative Thomas More Society. That initiative would enshrine in the state constitution the right to have an abortion until viability or later to protect the health of the pregnant woman. A rival amendment that would make Nebraska's current 12-week ban on abortion permanent is also slated to appear on the ballot. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most stocks fell following a mixed round of data on the economy, keeping them on track for their worst week since April. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% for the third straight drop. The Dow fell 0.5%. The Nasdaq composite held up better than the rest of the market and rose 0.3% thanks to gains for Tesla and a handful of other big tech stocks. Treasury yields eased a bit ahead of a highly anticipated report on Friday. That's when the U.S. government will release its latest update on the strength of the jobs market. The Dow was down 219 points to close at 40,755. The Nasdaq gained 43 to 17,127. The S&P 500 dropped 16 points to 5503. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.